you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think I need you to stay up there. So you two, can y'all just play together a little bit? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Nista resta bosa katala braba kosindere nella moshibre beketovra stive braba holam kerebre brebe ke lama namara mohsimre beheshita tosla kedasta nisna mana bene beheshibre braba kola braba brahoto la braba hashindere nella mosom iskele brebe brebe beheshom base dotti kilamre estanda dandala mosobra shibrora kilamra braba braba kosa braba kosa braba hashita tasa Ishkalo brota ke sam braba kota lamana mal posam rama ya 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 asemino hosta nashne trojis la braba hutis kada bre bede be hoso bre bre machin elamane mo hoso mana 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 machin thank you lord 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 thank you thank you thank you Rosh Hashan, Posata, Sakata, Sabraba Hoshitata, Sarabrabrabra Kotum, Brabrabra Hasi, Lester Manamanama Utuli Estabas, Kitishkilo, Rabra Kolam, Erem Rebeke Labri Estabas, Yistolo, Talaba, Asikite Labrabahosu, Masimene Manamahosund, Lamoshi Brebeke Tab Labrabahosa, Lebrebehetoli Estabas, Bristavosa, De Rabrabra. I heard, I'm going to deliver you from root causes. Root causes. Some people, your body doesn't feel good because of a symptom, but there's a root cause. So the root cause right now, for those of you that we prayed for in the name of Jesus, whatever is the root cause, now we take that root and it is torn out in Jesus' name. Whatever it is for Mia, whatever it is for there for you, Jesse, whatever it is causing, the root cause in Jesus' name, it's out, it's out, it's out. Whatever my Heavenly Father didn't plant is out in Jesus' name. Whatever He didn't plant is out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're good. It's okay. Praise the Lord. I might need you more praying than that. So come on down here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just pray for a little bit more here. Let's just pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ashakato. Heavenly instructions are coming. Heavenly instructions are coming. Heavenly instructions are coming right now. They're coming right now. They're coming right now. Heavenly instructions. Listen, listen, listen for your heavenly instruction. Eshendo talambra atora tora da hasavra bakotom labra evra haton dola dishtada. Dista da sora da da baho. Lore de hesimre, tona na mahoson. Lakato salai disti beso kato lavra bara bahosum. Vrihito lavra bara hoso bara bahoso bara bahosu. Isigino, nanya lamo namo, andala baha samara bakoto. If you've never prayed in tongues, it's real easy just to do it right now. It's all here. He's here. Esha talavra bahoton. Nanda da da la hatola bahasivre beheshi. Thank you, Lord. 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 Give each person their divine instruction right now. Divine instructions, right? If you listen, you'll hear them. You'll hear them. Asavasavu sakatishki lavra. Toravarabarabakulam. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Psalm 102, verse 13. We're going to receive our offering this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Got to go with me, church. We got to keep moving forward.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Did you know that the whatever comes forth on a Sunday morning has to do with who's here?
True.
I mean, sometimes me and God make some big plans, and then he'll change them because of something going on with someone in the room or, or someone who comes. Things will change depending on that. But when we all come in and with that cooperation and want to get something from him, things move. I won't say it saddens me, but I would like to see it change, that people see us as a venue where they decide whether they're going to come or not on Sunday. Well, we're going to go over there, thank you for your loyalty.
Amen.
Thank you all for your loyalty.
Amen.
Because when we come together, we're a tribe doing something.
We are.
We're not just the store you choose to go to on Sunday morning. A lot of people don't get that, and that's okay. They just haven't learned, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful for those of you that get that you're a part of this, that you just didn't come to just get something, but you're giving something as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 102, verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Do you believe it? You shall arise. God shall arise. Now, we already have a covenant that's working right now.
Yeah.
It's working right now. So did they. They had a covenant.
Yeah,
but this shows that, now I want you to get this, because this is going to tag right into everything I'm going to say to you the whole day. This shows that he intends to step it up. God wants to step it up. Look at somebody and tell them God wants to step it up. Okay. He wants to get us to another level. So there's an appointed time for some things, and obviously we know we're in that appointed time for some things right now. Yeah, you know, there was trouble in Israel. Jesus came. He brought our troubles to an end. At particular times, God brought Israel's trouble to an end. But he has brought totally all the time forever. You say, well, I sure don't feel like that. Well, he is the answer to him. He will always be the answer, and your trouble will end. It's not your trouble. The trouble will end. It's got an expiration date on it. And the sooner you know that Jesus is the answer, the sooner that trouble will depart from you. Amen. So it's time for the body of Christ to have some wins now. It's time for those who are like us to have wins. And so there's set times in the Bible. This is not new to you. They're called moeds. In Hebrew, you would say moedim. Moedim. When im is on the end of a Hebrew word, that means plural. And so the moedim. In Greek, we call it kairos. It's a set time. Chronos is a scheduled time moving on. Kairos would be, no, this is what's going to happen now. We have a kairos for church. It's at 10 a.m. Amen. It's a set time. Okay, so, but simply put, it's a time when God picks a time to do something. And the Lord has made us know recently that he has picked a time to do something with us. And so, you know, church, wakey-wakey, okay?
Yeah.
Look at your setup. Look how God has set you up. You have to get a hold of this now. He has set you up. So it's time then for the great favor. We have favored Israel.
Yeah.
So favoring Israel, seed in the ground, set you up.
Right.
Then we favored global church planting.
Yeah.
That is a setup for you individually. That sets you up. That sets you up for your future. It sets us up corporately.
Yeah.
We have seed in the ground for these things. We have a Holy Ghost setup. When God put these things on our heart and pulled us and gave us the desire to want to do these things, to want to give into these things, he had our future in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. And so he set us up for these things. And so now we are standing in a set time. And he wants to grant you some favor. And listen, it's time for some compassionate help. I'm going to say it like that. He's going to be extra gracious to you in these days. And he planned to do this because he knew right when you would need it to be done. You see, listen, he loves you. He loves you so much. But it isn't just all about you. He selected you because he knew you wouldn't just have your mind on you. Amen. And so the set time is here. And so I'll just tell you, have a cookie. Have a harvest. Have a harvest. Don't really have a cookie because I know many of you are fasting. But take it. So watch for it. Watch for it. Sow unto it. Into it. Now, Psalm 102:16 says, "For the Lord shall build up Zion. He shall appear in his glory." So God wants to build us up and manifest his glory. That's the plan. You know, glory is the heavy, weighty presence of God. That's not all it is. Sometimes, you know, battles get long and people think that God's not listening, but it's really not God that has the problem. He's listening. He's working. Somehow we get into some delays and disappointments. And I think a lot of us is when we slack off understanding the favor of God. God loves you. He favors you. When you start getting into that thing, and nobody wants to do anything to help me, and you start feeling like that, I'm the only one doing anything, and then, you know, then, you know, you're getting yourself into a little bit of trouble there. But because God is on your side. He favors you. Say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Say it three times.
God favors me.
God favors me. God favors me. You need to be saying that day and night until you feel it. Amen. So we don't want, I think we put favor on the back burner. But we shouldn't put favor on the back burner. We need to put favor up on the front because it's so important. Church, favor ain't fair. You're going to win the game. That's just the truth. You're like, well, that doesn't sound right. No, don't go down that trail with me. It's the ones that get out there and play the game that win. Amen. And so you're playing the game, and so you're going to win. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So we need to put the favor on the front burner. So, Father, today we thank you that the favor of God surrounds us like a shield. It produces supernatural increase, promotion, restoration, honor, increased assets, greater victories, recognition, prominence, preferential treatment, petitions granted, policies and rules changed, and battles won that we don't have to fight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Come on, brothers.
Glory.
And sisters. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We're going to win. If you'd like to give via text message, give VCHL and the amount you want to give, 73256, click the link, complete your gift. You give $1 million, every zero will fit in there. Just go right ahead and do that. We've got big plans.
Amen.
We're going to move forward.
Yep.
We're talking about sheetrocking this room. Thank you for it, Lord. I just talked to the guys about it. John and Jesse already have a plan for the roof. Praise the Lord. And so God is good. We're going to get it done. We're going to have make this place look better. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're grateful for it. It's debt-free. Thank you for it. But now it's time to do some upgrades. Praise the Lord. We'll talk to you more about that in the future. Just put your faith on it, though. That's all we need right now is you to put your faith on it. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So we're good. All right. You turn to Deuteronomy 1. I'm coming over there with you. Deuteronomy 1. And, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a short version of 1 through 5, and then you and I will pick up at 6. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So, this book contains the speeches that Moses, are you with me? Am I going too fast?
Glory.
Glory. Okay, good. This book contains the speeches that Moses made while Israel was in the land of Moab, camped near the town of Suf in the desert east of the Jordan River. The town of Paran was in the direction from their camp, and the towns of Tophel, Laban, Hazareth, and Dizahab were in the opposite direction. Earlier, Moses had defeated the Amorite king Sihon of Heshbon. Moses also defeated Og of Bashan, who used to live in the Ashtaroth for part of the year and in the Edrei, something like that, for the rest of the year. Although it takes only 11 days, say 11 days, to walk from Mount Sinai to Kadesh Barnea by the way of Mount Seir Road, these speeches were not made until 40 years after Israel left Egypt. The Lord had given Moses his laws for the people of Israel, and on the first day of the 11th month, Moses began explaining those laws by saying, and then we're going to pick up at 6, but first I want to make some points to you. First, Israel is camped on the east side of Jordan. See it? They're on the east side of Jordan. It only takes 11 days to walk from Mount Sinai to Kadesh Barnea. Okay, that's where they are now. Okay, so it only takes 11 days. However, how long were they out there? 40 years. 11 days, 40 years. 11 days, 40 years. Sometimes it takes some people 40 years to get to where they're going. 40 years. They could have had it in 11 days. They could have been healed in 11 days. But it took them 40 years to get it. They could have been prosperous in 11 days, but it took them 40 years to get it. They could have had a changed life in 11 days, but it took them 40 years to get it. I would say like Marilyn Hickey says, yuck, yuck, yuck. Verse 6, people of Israel, when we were camped, this is Moses now, he's going to give a speech. People of Israel, when we were in our camp at Mount Sinai, the Lord our God told us, you have stayed here long enough. Okay? You have stayed here long enough. Say that. You have stayed here long enough. Look at somebody and tell them you've stayed here long enough. Not at the church, not in the town, but in your present condition. Okay. This is it today, church. This is it. I'm telling you. Now, so, leave this place and go to a land that belongs to the Amorites and the neighbors and the Canaanites. The land includes the Jordan River Valley, the hill country, whoop, whoop, the western foothills, the southern desert, the Mediterranean Sea coast, and the Lebanon Mountains, and all the territory as far as the Euphrates River. I give you this land, just as I promised your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, Jake, and Jacob, and right on down until 2023, the land still belongs to them. Why? Because God said. Points. You've camped here long enough. It's time to go get your promises. And notice they were in the hill country. I promised them to your ancestors. When I first moved here, people were just filling me full of all the prophecies about this area. There's going to be something that's going to happen here. People are believing that someone will build a big enough building that can hold what's going to happen here. Something big in the end days is going to happen in Marble Falls. I mean, I've heard that. People were talking it. They were believing it. They still are. The churches would get together and have worship together, but which, by the way, they still do. Praise the Lord. And so that's unusual in some small towns. Praise the Lord. But they believe that. I still believe that. Amen. So, I promise this to your ancestors. Now, you must go and take them. So, take them. The word receive means take. Amen. So, verse 9, right after the Lord commanded us to leave Mount Sinai, I told you, Israel being your leader is too big for a job for one person. The Lord our God has blessed us, and so now there are as many of us as there are the stars in the sky. God has even promised to bless us 1,000 times more, and I will pray that he will. So you're probably picking up that this is the appointment of the judges. Remember, father-in-law came and said to Moses, he said, you can't do this by yourself. You're going to have to delegate some authority. Remember? And so Moses is talking to them. But he's making this speech about this. So they've increased. That was good. He said that God had blessed them. That was good. He said that the promise to bless is on them 1,000 times more. 1,000 times more. So God has even, the word there, God has even promised to bless us 1,000 times more. And I will pray that he will, Moses said. Now, you know, we've talked about, if you've been in a church like ours any time very long, we talk about hundredfold. Yeah. We're always talking about hundredfold. Mm-hmm. But here we see things are multiplying by 1,000. So it said the promises were made to the ancestors. It said that they could have gone over in 11 days. It said it took them 40 years. You pick up on something here, for all the unbelief to die off. So it looks like to me, now you can decide on your own, but it just looks like to me that 1,000-fold would be the way to catch up. Got it? It would be because it took them so long to get there. Now they got to play catch up. Amen. I got started in the ministry kind of late. I was right at 40 years old. That's pretty late compared to others. But we played catch up. We went after it hard. But playing catch up pays off. Amen. This right here says that God's going to catch you up. So now about 2 weeks ago, the word of the Lord came to us during a thermostats prayer meeting, and thermostats will be my witness here. The date was January 11th. Now that is 1-11. Okay? Y'all are going to have to get prophetic with me now. I can't help myself. All right? All right. So it was 1-11. Now the word that came, now that's the scripture, Deuteronomy 1-11, 1,000 times more. This is what God said to us in the middle of the prayer meeting. Grand provision. Grand provision. And that was interpreted by the prayer, specifically Claudia interpreted it. Grand means 1,000, and we're on 1-11. Okay. So 1,000 is written there in the scriptures on 1-11. And so we said, all right, well, that's good. We're going to receive that. So we've been praying about it, and we've been talking it some. And so provision means endowment, supply, ability. And you know, here's the negative person. Well, that just means they were having a bunch of babies and their population increased. Yes. And that is a blessing. That's what God intended. That's exactly what God intended. Can you see that's exactly what the devil's trying to do away with? That's exactly. These two can't have babies, so that fixes that. Then there's abortion, so that would fix that. And then there's fentanyl, so that takes down the population. That's all the devil tries to do. But God is into population. He's into populating. He loves him some children and grandchildren. Amen. So there's endowment on that. And then there is also people. But then I dug deeper on this word. And I looked to see what the real word said. God has even promised to bless us 1,000 times more, and I pray that he will. That's the CEV version. Here's some other versions, and then I'll just tell you. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised. Here's King James. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he hath already, in other words, promised you. Now all translations and all commentaries that I observed said that this word is actually about the blessing. It's about the blessing. And so the Hebrew said it more like this. The blessing, after multiplying, points back to Genesis 12:2. Consequently, it is not to be restricted to strengthening, rendering fruitful, and multiplying, but must be understood as including the spiritual blessing that is promised to Abraham. So the anointing to prosper then is what needs to be looked at here. The anointing to prosper that was on Abraham, Moses is speaking about right here. He's talking about it again, and he's saying, y'all have grown big, and I pray that the blessing that is working right now is going to continue to bless you in every way. So when what he's saying is 1,000 times more. In other words, for us, we would say thousandfold. Genesis 12:1, the Lord said to Abraham, leave your country, your family, and your relatives, and go to the land I will show you. I will bless you and make your descendants into a great nation. You will become famous and be a blessing to others. I will bless anyone who blesses you, but I'll put a curse on anyone who curses you. Everyone on earth will be blessed because of you. Now, just for a minute right here, let's just stay here just for a minute. The truth about the scripture is this. If you bless Abraham and his descendants, if you do, you're calling the blessing on yourself. That's the truth. Now, there are people right now who are cursing Israel. Abraham is Israel. You understand that? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Jacob turned to Israel. Israel had 12 sons and they became the tribes. Right. Okay. And they're now the country. They're the nation. People that speak against Israel get in trouble. They become goats. And so we need to pray, particularly for relatives and friends, that they begin to go with the Bible, that the Bible says that these are God's people, this is God's land, and you don't want to be speaking against Israel because it ties you to the curse. You saw the man from Turkey. You saw him say, blah, 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 Israel, blah, 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 and he fell over dead right there on the camera. And there's some other things that happened. If you want to go back, you can find some things on YouTube about some different people who blessed certain things that really are not God, and some interesting things happened. Anyway, praise the Lord. So we want to be on the right side of that. Now, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over all of our ignorant relatives. And praise the Lord. You know, thank you, Jesus, for that. They're gonna get it and understand that God is for Israel. Now, but what we're focusing on right now is the fact that we have blessed Israel. And here comes God giving back to us because we have. We have blessed the kingdom of God over and over and over. When you've given to this house, when you've given to the preachers, when you've given to whatever you have done it. And God is really trying to get something to you, Victory Church. And those watching, he's trying to get something to you. And so, this is only my interjection, so y'all just get ready. So, the blessing is the empowerment to prosper. It is increase. It is success. It is multiplication. It is 30, 60, 100, and 1,000-fold. Whatever it takes to get back to you, what God needs to get into your hands to see that the gospel is carried out, God is willing to do that and to see that you're blessed. So, you know, you may be finished producing children, but you're not finished producing spiritual children. And this also then includes finances, stuff, and influence. And I would say that Abraham was a great influence. How do you become a great influence? Have you really thought about that? How are you a great influence? It's not because you're on the corner with a cardboard box saying, please, any amount will help. That's not an influence. An influence is if you're the one that can help the person with the cardboard box. The influence is that you're a success and people think that what you say matters. Well, look at them. They know something. Amen. They're kind of an expert on that. Let's ask them. Well, they know that. You have an influence and you have the Holy Ghost, which is a big influence. Amen. So we were told grand provision, but then recently in the next episode, he said grand commission. So grand is still 1,000. Commission is an appointment. And, as in you're appointed to something. I appoint you to da da da. You know, y'all get that. Mm-hmm. It's not just the fee you get when you sell something, your commission. Yeah. It is also your commission. Army people are commissioned. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So today, if you'll receive this from me, I'm going to minister the 1,000-fold blessing to you. If you'll receive it. Now, because I'm commissioned to do it. I've been appointed to do it. Here's the question. Why would we even want grand provision or 1,000-fold increase? Why? Why would we want it? 7 reasons. To help finance the Great Awakening. To destroy darkness, to be a good man or woman. What does that have to do with getting 1,000-fold? The Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Yes. Amen. You know, that falls like a dud when I say that in here. Let me try to say it again. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Yes. Wake up, church. Your grandchildren need to be blessed by grandmother and grandfather. Well, they can make their own way. I kicked them out when they were 18. They need to do what they need. That's not what the Word says. The Word says that I should leave something to Carter Jones. That's what the Word says. And I'm going to leave something to little Carters if I possibly can, if I'm here long enough. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to wake up to this. Every time I say that, y'all are like, yeah, well. No, we got to do this. It's not too late. You're like, well, Now, listen, open your grandchild a savings account. Put some money in it.
Yes.
That's what I just pay into it once a month. Just pay into it. I do one for my son and one for my grandson. I'm not putting in a lot, but it'll build up. By the time I go to glory, they'll have some money.
Amen.
Amen. Or I might give it to them sooner. Yeah. And then we bless them anyway. Every year we bless them with a family vacation. Yeah. And it's good. And we've been a lot of places. A lot of places. We've been to Hawaii, Yellowstone, Yosemite, St. John, Florida. Where else have we been? Did I say Yellowstone? You always need to say that 3 times. Yellowstone, Yellowstone, Yellowstone is the best place ever. Anyway, we've been to this year we're going to Europe. And so next year we're going on an Alaskan cruise. So we already have it all planned out. But so we're going to bless, that little boy is going to travel more than his grandmother ever did. He's way ahead of me already. All right. But to be a good man or a good woman, to keep your end of the covenant with God, if you're going to keep your end with the covenant of God, you're going to have to receive something. Because it's got to come to you. It's got to come to you. You have to be the foundation. Let it come in. Ask the Lord what you're going to do with it and let it go out. Keep the part that helps you and does your family. Don't sow your bread, just your seed. You'll know how to do that. I'm preaching to the choir right here. But you have to participate in that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so that's what we're going to do. And then, oh, I had one more to show the goodness of God. To show the goodness of God. Did I say to get the gospel around the world? That too. To always have enough of everything so you can give to every good work. Everything that God calls you to give to. It says that right above there. God's not demanding you to just do that, but I just made it my business to be a paymaster in life. I just made it my business. Some have a heavier call to that. I'm one of them. I have a gift of giving. It's what I do. Some people have a heavier call to that, but that actually blesses you that your pastor has that call, because you're going to get a grand harvest off of it. But the truth is that we all should be givers. Amen. Because you don't want to be the Dead Sea. You don't want to stop the flow. Amen. All right. So, now stay with me, because you're going to get this and you're going to walk out of here going for it. Now, the Israelites then did not believe that they were able to take the promised land. Remember the spies? And they came back and said, there's giants over there and we're grasshoppers. Remember that? And so, Joshua and Caleb said, let's do it. And the rest of them, oh, we can't do it. They're too much for us. So what happened is one word, unbelief. Unbelief. So Hebrews 3:15 says, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the provocation or the rebellion. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Not with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose corpse fell in the wilderness? Evidently, unbelief is sin. Do you see that? So, and whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Look at this verse 12. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from a living God. You mean just because I'm not believing, I'm evil? Well, Danny taught me this about 10 days ago. She made this statement to me. This is the last time. It's great. And it's the last time I'm giving her credit for it. Unbelief is a lordship issue. It's a lordship issue. Who are you trusting? If he is your Lord, you should believe that he's going to come through. I know that kind of hurts us to say that, because we've all been in some unbelief before, but it just, actually, we need to take that and swallow that pill. And we need to say, yeah, that's true. Jesus is my Lord. And when I'm in unbelief, it's a lordship issue. I need to put him in the right place. Thank you for teaching me that. Praise the Lord. It's a lordship issue. So that's just really good. So when you do not believe, you're trusting in someone or something, maybe your past skills, maybe who you used to be, maybe how you can figure it out, maybe if your check's big enough, maybe if you can work 5 jobs instead of 3, maybe whatever it is, and you're going that way, that's a question of lordship right there. That's now, there's been times where we worked 2 jobs, but it had to be at the hand of the Lord. It couldn't be because we were trying to make it. And I'm just going to go ahead and believe that you won't get upset with me to say this, but it's also a question of lordship if you continually try to find every single vitamin there is to try to get rid of whatever you have. Okay, 3 people receive that. Take the vitamins, but do it at the advice of the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm trying. Don't just go out there and shop the list. It said on Amazon that these people took this and it worked. You see what I'm saying? You got to find out the truth. You need to be taking the right vitamins. Amen. And I really, really would suggest you watch out with the pharmaceutical stuff, what you just allow go in your body. You could take something for 20 years that you didn't even need. Praise the Lord. So, but go by the Holy Ghost. You may need something, but go by him. That's all I'm saying. So, right now, we are being offered ketchup. And I need to because I haven't received some of my harvest.
Yeah.
And why? Because I've been lazy about it. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. I've just been lazy about it. And some of them I'm not. Some of them I have been. And listen to me. I'm not just talking about finances and money. I'm talking about anointings. I'm talking about miracles. I'm talking about glory realms. I'm talking about health. I'm talking about peace. I'm talking about family members coming into truth. I'm talking about all the harvest we should be getting. I'm not just talking. I am talking about prosperity in this sense. It's the ability of God. Okay? To be blessed, to bless mankind. Does it include finances? Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's not limited to that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just want to make sure you understand that. Now, life right now can be 1,000 times better. Are you choking on that? Life can be 1,000 times better. Choke point? Anybody hitting a choke point? You hitting a choke point?
No.
Are you hitting a choke point?
No.
Are you going to take it?
Yeah.
Life can be 1,000 times better. Don't choke on that. Don't choke on that. Life can be 1,000 times better.
Glory.
1,000 times better.
Glory to God.
Well, it just hasn't been that way for me. Well, it ought to get that way now.
Amen.
It needs to start getting that way now.
That's right. Thank you.
Believe.
Amen.
Get that lordship in order.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. You devil that says I'm not the boss of you, guess what? I am the boss of you. I bind you and cast you out of this place in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, this is not about moving to a new city or about, it's about getting to a place spiritually. It's about getting to a place spiritually. We have to wake up to this new place. God, I'm telling you prophetically, God is offering us better lives. Right now. So how do you solve the unbelief? How do we solve it? The simple answer would be just to tell you word, and you all know that. But I want to go deeper today. I want to dig into word to help you have a life that is 1,000 times better. And so what we have to deal with then would be the giants. That's what they were dealing with. You're going to go into your promised land. Let's deal with the giants. So the fruit looked great. I mean, that's some big fruit if you got to carry it in on a stick. When have you eaten a grape that big? Come on. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. So we have to become giant slayers. Amen. We have to change our set point. Change your set point in life. So, you know, David went out to take some breakfast tacos to his brothers. Dad sends him out. Go see how your brothers are faring. There's a big giant Philistine and the Philistine army out there, and they're taunting the armies of Israel, and they're in a siege right now, and I need you to go take them some food and then ask how they're doing. David goes out there, right? And so they're there and they're hiding and they're frustrated, but David did something different. He immediately says, hey, Art, you've been here for a little while. What does a guy get who takes down that giant? And he go, oh, the king's daughter and free taxes. Okay, this is good. So he's thinking about that. He did something different. He's not hiding there in the siege. He's looking at what could happen if we went ahead and took this giant out. Okay. First Samuel 17:26. I'll read it to you and Jesse will put it up. 17:26. First Samuel 17:26. Then David spoke to the men who stood by him saying, what shall be done for the man who kills the Philistine and takes away the reproach of Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? The uncircumcised Philistine. What does that mean? It means a man with no covenant. Every Israelite was circumcised. That was how Abraham made covenant with God. This giant standing out here had no covenant. So in David's mind, he immediately goes, oh, then this is no different than an animal in my sight. These men have covenant, but he's no different than an animal. You get that?
Yep.
So who had a covenant with God now? Let's get this straight. Who does have a covenant with God? Abraham's offsprings. Galatians 3:29. If you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You are Abraham's seed. You are an heir according to the promise. Praise the Lord. All right. So then David did this. So he asked the right question. Well, what's going to happen if I break through this thing? He got a good answer, didn't he? Then he rehearsed his past victories and he compared them to the next conquest next to them, right? Let me say it again. He rehearsed his past victories and compared the next conquest to them. So he's going, okay, let's see what happens. Here's 1 Samuel 17:34. David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by the beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. Rehearsed past victories. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing as he has defied the armies of the living God. Rehearsed his victories from the past, compared it to this, and said, I can take him. I can take him. Amen. So now, the next thing here is that you have to, your giant is going to talk back after you say this. You say, I'm going to take you down. I'm going to receive. I'm going to do this. I have $1,000 now. Right now. You're saying that? The thermostats are all saying that right now. We're doing it on purpose. We're working on something. I'll just say it like that. Experiment here. Now, he's going to talk back to you. The giant's going to talk back. Who do you think you are? You're just a kid with a stick. I'll feed your carcass to the birds and the beast. Here's verse 45. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with the sword and with the spear and with the javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. So now he's talking to the enemy. Remember what I always tell you? The enemy wants you to be quiet. He's trying to shut you up. He's going to talk to you. You got to talk to him. Amen. He puts him in his place. He puts the enemy in his place. He's declaring his future. Amen. I'm telling you what's going to happen. Amen. And then he gives God the glory. Don't leave that part out. He gives God the glory. He says, I may have a stick and a sling, but I'm coming in the name of the Lord. I'm coming in the name of the Lord. And so, praise the Lord. That's good. And so, verse 48, so it was when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into the forehead and he fell on his face to the earth. And you know the rest of the story. Right?
Yep.
That was the end of it. David ran toward him. Amen. He ran quickly and faced the enemy. He ran quickly and faced the enemy.
Yes.
How to be a giant slayer. Number one, rehearse your covenant.
Yes.
You're Abraham's seed. The blessing is on you. Number two, rehearse your victories and declare this one will be no different. If you slid back a little on finances, if you slid back in your love walk, if you slid back and you don't feel healthy right now, I'm telling you right now we're taking that giant down. Yeah. Right now, wherever you slid back, the thousandfold anointing is coming on you today. You're going to catch up and go over and wipe the enemy out. Amen. Rehearse your victories. Declare that this one will be no different. Talk to the enemy. Tell the enemy where it's going. Talk to the mountain, not about it. Talk to it. And give God glory. Lord, you did this. You've always done this for me. I remember the day when you did this. I can tell those stories. I've had so many victories in my life. It'd take me from here to eternity almost to tell you, not that long, but to tell you, cause you don't want to stretch the truth ever, but it's been a lot. And a lot of times I go back and do it. When I was going after my house, I said, Lord, you remember when we lived in that little bitty house and we couldn't do anything and we drove out to next door to my neighbor there, and there was this great big old house with 38 windows, and it was a Victorian style house. She was shipped in on a train by the Sears Company, and they put it together. It was a beautiful wraparound porch with a real fancy place, and we had a junior swimming pool between us. What do you call them? A big old pool, Olympic pool, junior Olympic size, and so. I can remember saying, and Lord, I went in there and you got me that house. And I lived in that house until the day was over. And then I moved to the next place. I had to say, and the Lord had me saying, I won the lottery. And I don't even play the lottery. And when they came in to give us we'd moved to Austin to work for the bosses there at the church up there. And we didn't want to live in the city. And so we got to live in the country, in the city, on Stastny. It was still in the country. It was on the old Goodnight Ranch. God gave us a place to live in the country with these two country girls and all their kids, and Deb's dad lived with us and so on and everything. So I said then, you gave us that house, you'll give us this house. 50 people applied for that house and they picked us, and the guy walked in and said, you won the lottery, you get the house. And then we went to the next place, and then we went to the next place, and when we did the next thing, and then we did the next thing, and then one day God said, you're going to move to Marble Falls. And I said, well, if I do, I want a house on the lake with a boat and a sea-doo. And I ended up out on the lake with a $500 a month discount on the property, living with a house on the lake and a boat and a sea-doo. And now today, well, actually, let me back up just a little bit. I was standing at the kitchen sink at Delaware Springs, and he said, if you bring the Jews home, I'll bring you home. And now I live in a debt-free house. Yeah. Praise God. So rehearse those victories. Rehearse them. God healed my knees on the day I took off skiing. They're both supposed to be ripped out. I had carpal tunnel. He healed both of those. He healed me from asthma. He's healed me from all sorts of things. And I'm going to call to remembrance that and say, this thing will be no different. He healed the ringing in my ear. This thing will be no different. It's going down. Amen. We went down and we got a little, we didn't. I'm just saying that as a, we haven't. Okay, but maybe you're saying, well, it got a little slim now. The finances haven't been quite as big. Well, now they're going to pick up right now. Now they're going to pick up right now. Now they're going to pick up right now, because you have sown, you have given, and now you're actually sowing into this word, which puts you up into another echelon, another level. And here we go right now. You're getting the thousandfold return. You've already whipped the lion. You've already whipped the bear. Now take down this uncircumcised Philistine.
Thank you, Lord.
I am Roxanne Alexander, and I approve of this message. Amen. Glory to God. So you talk to the enemy, number four. Let me repeat them, because someone may have needed to be taking notes, and we're going to close right here in just a second, unless the Lord says something. How to be a giant killer. Rehearse your covenant. We got that. Rehearse your victories and declare that this one will be no different. Talk to the enemy. Tell the enemy where it's going. Talk to the mountain. Number four, take charge. Now, this is an interesting one. Let me say something. Many Christians right here, are you still with me?
Yep.
Don't go to lunch yet. Many Christians right here, this is where the point they struggle about taking charge. Is God supposed to do it or am I supposed to do it? The answer is yes. Yes. God does it and you do it. You do it. I heard for years people saying, I'm just waiting on the Lord. I'm just waiting on the Lord. I'm just waiting. We're just waiting on the Lord. I have to tell you, the Lord's just waiting on you.
Amen.
The Lord's waiting on you. You're going to have to get up off the couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're going to have to do something. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I love my couch. But you have to get up off the couch sometimes. You can't go out and sit. Actually, I sat there a long time yesterday. But you can't go start at 8 o'clock in the morning. The couch is the example. You understand? You can't just keep putting off the thing you need to do. Now, what do we call that? Insanity. You gotta go out there and put some feet to it. You gotta put some voice to it. Put some voice to it. Amen? You gotta do something. And don't just let your wife do it. Or don't just let your husband do it. Y'all do it. Do it. Take charge. Start with prayer. Start with, but then find something to do. Find somebody to know. Move around a little bit. Go out for a drive. Look at something. Change something up. Meet some new people. Do something. Do something like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Take charge. Whatever avenue that leads you to. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Take charge. Well, honestly, you'd be surprised if you really put your faith to it. God will show you somewhere to go or something to do or something to say or something.
Yeah.
Hey, old people in here. I just want to see who would look up when I said old people. You're not that old.
Nope.
And you're not retired from the gospel.
That's right.
It's time to do something. Hey, financially comfortable people, you don't have enough.
Yeah, you're right.
You gotta have more. You gotta have more so you can be a good woman, a good man. Leave your church. There's a lot of people in here that are financially okay. Probably most of us. But it's not enough to do what we want to do.
Yeah.
Just call in some extra.
Yeah.
Call in some extra.
Yes, ma'am.
There are people in here, you own your land, you own your home, you own your cars, you own all that. Praise God. That's wonderful. But it isn't just about you.
That's right.
Life isn't just about you. There's a lot of things going on right now that if you could help one other person,
praise
you could,
God.
How could I do that? How could I have a way so that I could actually help somebody else get in a house or somebody else do that? If you had 1,000-fold, you could.
Yes.
If you lived 1,000 times better than you live right now. You could help somebody do something right now. You could help people. You could help the gospel. Yeah, we could plant 1,000 churches.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If we had it more than we have right now. Church, dream big. And in order to dream big, you have to get your mind off yourself. You have to get your mind off yourself. Shake it off. Amen. You're a giant killer. You can take this thing down. So, if you'll do these things, if you'll do the steps we just said, you're going to have 1,000-fold.
Amen.
You're going to see it. Why? You've already sown.
Yeah.
I'm not going to receive an offering over this in a minute. You've sown, and some have sown double into it, triple into it. God is saying, He is the one that is offering this to you. Have 1,000 times better life than you have right now. You got it right there. Have a cookie. I believe I will. I take it. I have it. I thank you for it. And I always forgive. Because I tell you, they said when you got 100-fold return that there's persecution involved. That's prosperity, people. That prosperity message. That's all right. That's all right. When they need help, they'll know who to turn to.
That is right.
Amen.
Yep.
Praise the Lord. Because we don't make it all about ourselves. We make it about Jesus. We make it about other people. And it's okay to be okay. It's okay to live somewhere comfortable. It's okay to sleep on a good mattress. It's okay to have Egyptian cotton sheets. It's okay to drive, you know, the kind of car you like to drive. It's okay.
It is.
That doesn't mean you're not humble.
That is right.
It means you've got a good God and you know it.
Yep.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this word today. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. You have offered, and Lord, I believe that I did what you called me to do. I have delivered the grand commission, and I believe we will receive the grand provision in Jesus' name. I thank you for that, Lord. I bless you, and I praise you. I pray for those that are listening online, and I declare that they'll take their giants down and receive. If you're just tuning into us and you aren't sowing anywhere, find somewhere to sow into and then expect a harvest in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye bye. Bye. Bye, Eddie. See ya. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. All right, now, for the family. Mm-hmm. Now look, sometimes we get a little soft because of persecution. But I'm sharpening up. When we were being raised up, can you stay for four more minutes? Okay. When we were being raised up, we were raised up by prosperity experts.
Yes.
And they told us this. Anybody remember Charles Capps?
Yes.
Helped with healing, everything.
Mm-hmm.
What he said, and his daughter's still preaching it today on the Victor Channel, he said that your voice, your inner ear,
yes,
hears your voice and responds to it better than anything else.
True.
So when we're talking about making confessions, you know, we're always telling you to make confessions. We're not just talking about you saying it out here.
Yeah.
Although we are, because it's an atmosphere changer.
True.
But it's this atmosphere changer. Okay? Mm. Are you with me?
Yes.
It changes in here. And so when we were raised in this stuff, we had people like Leroy Thompson. And he was bold enough to say, money come to me now. And not be all religious about it. Right? Well, so they would do this. They would go, money cometh to me now. Right? And they'd do it three times. And now he was doing that to get us. He was training us. He was training us. But, you know, the average religious person did not understand that. Like, what are they doing? They're pulling the lever like God's a slot machine or something. But we knew that he was training us to call the dog if we want the dog. Boone, you come here. Boone, come here, Boone. Boone comes. Annie take a little bit longer, but she's getting it. Annie has to wait for John and Danny every day and jump on them. But you call what you want. That's one thing you're doing in the atmosphere. The other thing is what Charles Capp said. You're saying it until you believe it, because that's what you do when you keep saying you're getting sick.
Yeah. Oh boy!
I have this, I have this, I have this, I have this. And then you have it. But if you'll say, I have a thousandfold. I have a thousand. I have a thousand now. That's what I've been saying. I have a thousand now. I have a thousand now. I have a thousand right now. I have a thousand 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 now. Now you're like, oh, Pastor, no, no, no. We're speaking a scripture. You have it. But it has to be yours. And I'm telling you, and I know y'all have heard this before, but you need to hear it again. When I started this, I said, my pockets are filled with $100 bills. My pockets are filled with $100 bills. Because listen, we were broke. We were poor. We needed money to pay our rent. And it was bad. We were eating, you know, top ramen every day, and not because we liked it. You know, when we found this out, we were like, okay, I mean, we walked down those railroad tracks out there with the little book and quoting the word, quoting the word, quoting the word. Quote it until it's coming out of you.
Yeah.
And where if it says, it looks like we're not going to make it. Yes, I am. I have 1,000 right now. I have 1,000 right now. I have 1,000-fold right now. Now, listen, I understand most of you have more than $1,000 in the bank. That's pretty obvious that you do. If you don't, just look straight ahead. But this is about 1,000-fold. This is about, so what we did was we took the thermostats and we said, let's just do an experiment. Start saying, what day did we start? Tuesday? Thursday. Okay, it was Thursday. Okay. So we've been saying for 3 days, I have $1,000 right now. I have $1,000 right now. And so has anyone gotten anything yet? Okay. Well, my stock shot up that day. That day. I'd gone in the hole and they shot back up and I was like, I'll open that thing. Well, look at there. Mm-hmm. What'd you do?
That morning before we prayed, there was a $100 bill laying on my office chair. I said,
you already? There you go. That's right. And look at it like that. Don't just go, well, that was $100. You should have said, no, accumulate.
Yeah. Momentum.
It's happening. Mm-hmm. So I immediately made hundreds of dollars from my thing going up. And so, just get in an experiment. Just try it. Even just try it. And I'll use my faith on your trying.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just do that. Because once you make a breakthrough, you'll run through everything.
Amen.
You will run through it all. It's happened to me over and over and over. If I stay on this right trail, I just had someone from another city come up and I met him and ministered to him. And it was interesting. I walked out of there, Deb walked out of there with me and I said, we just taught them what we learned 30 something years ago. It's still the same stuff, y'all. It's still, you're going to have what you say. Let's stand up. You're going to have what you say. So start saying it.
Yeah.
Start saying it. If you want to be well, start saying it.
Yeah.
If you want to go up to that, this has been offered to you. And I don't plan to be the only one to take it.
Amen.
So you'll have to be thousand minded.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. It's going to rise up in you and you're going to do it. And if you're like, well, I just think all that's silly. Well, then stay on the other side of the Jordan. We'll leave you over there. But we're going to get it. We're going to move forward. Yeah. Having a life 1,000 times better means we get phone calls to go minister. We get phone calls to go work minister. We get phone calls for whatever we need to do. We help people. We become the people in the city that are known to be the prayers that can get something done, which we already are that. We can watch. Well, how about if we have 1,000 people coming to church?
Yeah.
Like, well, but where would we put them? We'll make room. We'll have two services or something. Praise the Lord. We got lots of preachers. We can do that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you would like to receive and seal this deal, just raise a hand or two in the air. Father, in the name of Jesus, angels, take a picture. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we release 1,000-fold anointing on God's people so that they are able to do everything you call them to do in their lane and what they're called to do. We thank you for it. And if you take it right now and say, I believe I receive it.
I believe I receive it.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you guys.